This is from an article by CBS4, written by Brian Moss on June 9, 2009. The principal of Silver State Christian School in Morrison repeatedly fondled one of his male students and touched others on their genitals, according to an arrest warrant affidavit unsealed Tuesday. CBS4 first revealed in April that Daniel Brock, 36, was under investigation for allegedly inappropriate conduct with male students. Since those reports, Jefferson County prosecutors have charged Brock with sex assault on a child by a person in a position of trust. Prosecutors now say there are at least two student victims. And this from me, there has been no reference to a church investigation, church discipline, repentance, or any assistance or compassion for victims from Red Rocks Baptist Church, which runs Silver State Christian School. From CBS4, this quote, "Our decision in releasing Mr. Brock is not a reflection on our belief that he's either innocent or guilty," Les Hines told parents, "because we don't know. For us, it is that we can't continue to pay him and hire another principal." Throughout all of this, in fact, nobody has made any statements about investigating Brock through the church and school. All the investigation has been done by law enforcement. Brock, by the way, is a graduate of Maranatha Baptist Bible College, and he earned a master's degree in educational administration from Bob Jones University. Here is another excerpt from the CBS4 report. When one student complained about Brock's behavior, the school suspended the student for unrelated reasons, according to the affidavit written by David Lynn, an investigator for the Jefferson County DA's office. The students also claimed that Brock fondled male students in both school hallways and in Brock's office. One student claimed that on a trip to California, when 11 students traveled to what was described as Brock's family Christian camp, Brock engaged in aggressive fondling. And this from me, the school issued a statement saying that the safety of the students was their highest concern, and yet nobody knew about allegations against Brock until a legal investigation was imminent, and the school sent out a letter to let parents know that law enforcement was investigating. The letter was bland and vague and did not specify the reason for the investigation. The school has repeatedly said that the safety of its students is its highest concerns, and yet there was no prohibition against Brock keeping lone students with him in his office out of sight for hours at a time. There was no provision or requirement for chaperones when he traveled on overnight trips with students. Directly quoted from CBS4, Denver, Brian Moss reporting, at a meeting to address the Brock situation on May 28th, school president Dr. Les Hines told parents, "We've been operating the school over 50 years and we've not had an incident like this," referring to the Brock criminal case. The comment was tape recorded and aired in an earlier CBS4 investigation. However, CBS4 has since learned that in 1992, a maintenance man hired by Silver State sexually assaulted a 6-year-old girl and her 8-year-old sister at the school, landing the man a 32-year prison sentance. Silver State hired Benny Bellino even though he was on probation for previous sex assaults on children. Police at the time said the school never did a background check on Bellino. Once at the school, Bellino lured the two sisters down a hallway and into a dark room where a Lakewood police investigator said Bellino, quote, "did God-awful things to them," end quote. "He was like a wild man in a candy store," said investigator Mike Harris. Bellino pleaded guilty to multiple counts of sex assault and has been incarcerated in Colorado prisons ever since. Hines was the pastor at the school in 1992. Several parents of Silver State students contacted by CBS4 said they now believe Hines was attempting to mislead parents during the May 28th meeting by claiming nothing like this had ever happened before. The parents asked their names not be used for fear of reprisals against their children. Hines refused to speak to CBS4 about his recent comments, but a school spokesperson, Krista Nash, released a statement saying, quote, "Dr. Hines could have been more specific when he stated, 'We've been operating the school over 50 years and we've not had an incident like this.' Dr. Hines intended to communicate that this was the first time that an individual in a leadership position with the school was alleged to be responsible for such an incident. Regarding the 1992 incident, the family of the two girls who were sexually abused at the school accused church administrators of trying to cover up the abuse and to protect Benny Bellino at the expense of protecting children. And this from me? Krista Nash also referred vaguely to a school bus driver who assaulted a student. A teacher from the school, a woman staff member, former staff member, and two of the students questioned all spoke of, one, an atmosphere of sexual language and conversation that has continued for at least 3 years, according to student accounts, and two, a fear of reprisal for telling. The school staff maintenance bus driver, whose school spokesperson Krista Nash at one point described as having assaulted a student and who, she assured the public, was dismissed while the school cooperated with authorities, did not just assault a student. He sexually assaulted a student. Nash omitted this detail in her statement. Nash, by the way, gave out the statement because school president Les Hines was hiding from the media at this point, which he continues to do. After it was clear that the bus driver, Sean Miller, had sexually assaulted the student, the school requested that Sean Miller return to the school campus to work on the sprinkler system, where he was seen and reported by his victim. This appears to be more of what Krista Nash called strong policies and the school's highest priority to protect its students. They called back a sexual offender to work on the sprinkler system. After all, he was doing it as a volunteer for free.